This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got a kick out of, I just did that read about the Washington Wild things this Saturday, Bill. There's a, this celebrity softball game run by Doran Dickerson, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
So, here we go. Colin Dunlap, he's on the other team. Team captain. The team captain of the team I'm on is Cam Hayward. So I know if a fight breaks out, we're winning.
Easily.
Right? I don't even need to know who else is there.
Unless you're in the streets.
Because nobody's messing with him. But we've got Cam Hayward, and let's see, Najee Harris, Tyson Alualu, Kendrick Green, Julius Page, and George LaRocque. We got George LaRocque and Cam Hayward. We're winning the fight. There's no question about that. Oh, man. But Colin's tweeting about how, I don't see how there's any chance we could lose this game. Come on, man. Really? He's got, let's see. They've got some players. But again, we've got Cam Hayward.
That's big.
That's all I care about. I was happy we're on his team, just in case something, fight breaks out. It's a charge the mound, right? I'll send George LaRocque out there first. All right, who wants to fight him? Right? Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
The thing that's bad, Bill, is I legitimately have not played softball it's got to be 10, 12 years.
That could be a problem.
Something like that. I got to a point where softball guy just got to me. You ever hear of Jim Rome's softball guy routine? We've played it on this show, I think.
Yeah, we have.
Right. Softball guy just got to me. And here's the thing. I guarantee you there will be some softball guys in this game.
No doubt.
No question. In fact, let me look at the list. Richie Walsh, probably not. Colin is a definite candidate for softball guy. Show up with the brimmed hat, eye black, stirrups, right? Acting, acting like it's the seventh game of the World Series, right? I got tired of softball guy. That's why I quit playing softball. These dudes that, they acted like every game was the, seventh game of the World Series. Like Jim Rome described it to a T, $500 bats, plays in 8 leagues, right? Remember, were you here, Bill, at the time when that guy called in? I forget what his name was, but we made fun of him for like 2 or 3 years. He said, Andrew McCutchen couldn't play for his softball team.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
But that was when we started playing the softball guy, the Jim Rome softball guy routine.
It was our inspiration.
That was it. And, it just got to a point where it's like, my man. Guys wearing eye black, stirrups, baseball pants, right? I think one of the last times I ever played, I was running from first to third. Ball was hit to right. I was running from first to third, and they threw it to the third baseman. I was going to be out. So I just sort of stood up and let him tag me, you know? Came out of the dugout screaming, you know, "You got a slide there." I said, "Listen, my old black ass ain't ever sliding. I can tell you that much right now. Never sliding." Right? And they're ready to, you know, people were ready to lose their minds because we got to win this game. One of my favorite parts of that whole softball guy routine was when he was talking about the dude that's like standing in the on-deck circle, lining up the pitcher, you know, trying to like, you know, he's underhand throwing at 14 miles an hour and there's a guy in there, you know, what's he got? Whenever I listen to that softball guy thing, routine, I laugh so hard because I played softball for a bunch of, you know, after I was done with college or whatever, that's what you do. You play softball, but, you know, you get in the league because you want to just be able to have a few beers and relax and have some fun and get a little exercise. And then you got these guys who basically, you know, who are out there, they're running around, diving, knocking people out of the way to make plays, sliding, trying to run catchers over. You know what I mean? It just gets ridiculous. You know, when I was an angry young guy, there were some times on softball fields I would throw hands with people if they wanted to throw hands a little bit. That was okay. But as far as like being very like real competitive with the sport itself, I was never that guy. I was more, you know, okay, you want to talk trash? Let's fight. But that was sort of how I was when I was younger, you know? It wasn't about softball. So to me, I just laugh whenever I think about this because I'm looking at, you know, I don't think Chris Mack is softball guy, right?
I don't see that.
He won't show up with the stirrups, right? And the eye black, right? I could absolutely see Colin showing up with stirrups, eye black, you know, wristbands on his wrists and also up on his forearm, right, that match, right?
Yeah.
I could see that, no question. Let's see. I think he's the only one that might have, you know, I think Andrew Filippone, I could see him showing up as softball guy too, but not necessarily by the way he plays, but necessarily, you know, I could see him showing up with like, you know, the wristbands on, right? The brim hat, you know what I'm talking about, you know? The $300 Oakleys, right?
I feel like he would do it as a joke, though.
You know? I'll probably show up wearing one of my Cedarbrook shirts, right? That's become the running joke. People say, "Do you have any shirts that say anything other than Cedarbrook?" And I'm like, I mean, I like the golf course, and I'm there a lot, and you know what? I golf a lot. I buy a lot of golf shirts. Why not buy them there, right?
Makes sense.
I mean, but yeah, I'll show up with my Cedar. But here's the other thing I'm really worried about. I wear glasses. I'm functionally kind of blind without my glasses. I don't have rec specs. So I don't know what to say. I mean, do I play with glasses on? Am I like that, you know, that nerdy kid in gym class that's got the band around, you know, the band holding my glasses on? What do I do, Bill?
You could try contacts.
I don't have contacts. That's what I'm saying. This thing is happening in 4 days here.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem.
I think what I'm going to do is say, listen, make me the rover in the outfield. So I don't have to run that much, but also I'm far enough away from the action that probably most of the rocket shots that are going to come through the infield and stuff. Like if you're at second base and there's a lefty up, or first base and there's a lefty up, or, you know, a righty up and you're at short or third, you know, some of these guys, I'm assuming the guy like Zach Banner, if he swings, if he turns and gets all of his weight into a softball, that line drive could be pretty vicious. My goal is simple when I'm involved in these kind of celebrity events, Bill. Have enough alcohol to feel good. Have fun. Entertain people, right? And get out of it healthy.
That's the key.
That's the biggest thing. Get out of it healthy. No torn Achilles, no, you know, torn hamstrings, no softballs off the, you know, sternum and I can't breathe for a week. You know what I'm saying? No broken glasses that cut my face. None of that. I can't handle that. I don't want to get hurt. But yeah, I'm looking at my team, Team Black. And of course, I kind of like what we got in terms of who we have on our team. I don't see any potential softball guys. I do see a bunch of guys that, you know, if we start swinging, we're definitely winning the fight. In fact, I like him. I might start one and then run out. Start one and then run out and watch these guys all bang, right? Oh, my. But yeah, I remember one time I was playing softball, Bill, and there was a softball guy who was running around, sliding into bases, acting a fool, you know, this and that and everything, the eye black, the stirrups, the baseball pants, the sunflower seed thing, you know, all that stuff. I mean, you know. And I was playing shortstop and, you know, he tried to break up a double play, which, you know, okay, I jumped out of the way. The second time he was coming down the line from first to second, I sidearmed through the thing so hard, like really like right about here. Like if he didn't get out of the way, it was going to take his head off. He got the message. Ducked out of the way, he got the message. Sometimes you had to do that kind of stuff when you played, but these young guys, you know, that don't understand that all you're trying to do is have a little exercise and get out there and, you know. And there's a lot of people that are very competitive with it. It's fine. All I hope is that I get out there and don't get hurt. And here's the other thing. I hope I don't strike out, which is absolutely entirely possible, especially if I have to take my glasses off.
That could be an advantage. You don't know.
I might just bunt. I might just put the bat up and bunt to make sure I don't strike out. It should be fun, though. It's at Washington Wild Things Park. You know, there's a little pre-event thing, you know. It'll be fun. I mean, again, we'll have a good time. But as far as who will win, I think Colin's mistaken. I think we've got some guys that will hammer the ball on our team. That's for sure. Although we do have Richie Walsh and Andrew Filippone. Now, I'll tell you this much. Richie Walsh, I bet you, is a really good softball player.
I can see it.
Because I think he played baseball. I think he did. And he's a pretty good athlete. He really is. He's a really good golfer, by the way. Richie is. But, you know, and I think Julius Page is obviously a really good athlete. You know, if there's a catcher's mask, I might – well, no, I ain't catching. I'm not getting behind them. I said, maybe – no, I ain't doing that. Again, I can't see, Bill. My eyes are that bad. If I lose my glasses, I can't see. So I'm going to have to keep them on. It should be fun. Bill, do you play softball?
No, I don't.
No? So you're not angry young guy?
No. Not yet, at least.
That was the funny thing about that angry young guy routine was – he was talking about how, you know, when Jim Rome was talking about, yeah, these are guys that they swear they'd be Derek Jeter if their high school coach didn't hate them. They swear that Derek Jeter, they would be Derek Jeter if their high school coach. So now they're taking all their, you know, it's even worse than softball guy. I would love to do a routine or hear a routine, flag football guy. Adult league flag football guy.
Don't want to be that guy.
Because I played in adult flag football league. There are a lot of adult, you know, guys who, you know, really swear they should be in the league. You know, they got screwed at college, this and that. It was politics. Oh, I hurt my knee or I'd be playing for the Patriots. You know, the whole nine yards. There's a whole bunch of those guys. And they all run around like nuts trying to, you know, take out all their aggression and prove that they belong in the NFL, you know, on some Sunday, you know, Sunday morning at Moore Park over there in Brookline or wherever that is. You know what I mean?
Like there's scouts there.
Right, exactly. Like Dan Rooney's got, you know, like the late Dan Rooney or, you know, like Art Rooney's like sitting in the stands. Hey, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin. Talking to Kevin Colbert. Hey, Kevin, you got to get up here. You got to see this guy. We got to get him a tryout. Yes. Anyway, I digress. Dan Kangurski's next. The expansion draft is coming up. It's 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.